In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. While today is Monday of the second week in ordinary time, in the secular world, Labor Day is celebrated, which a comedian that I'm fond of describes as the day we celebrate work by not doing it. And it's also, you know, the last day of summer and all sorts of other things which have very little to do with the faith. Except it is an opportunity to remind ourselves of what the church teaches about work and the dignity of work and the dignity of labor. The ancient Greeks had an idea that those who actually did things, you know, people who worked with their hands, were somehow inferior to those who did things with their mind. And let's face it, that idea we still find creeping in our own society. You know, how many people, if they hear their kids say, I really don't want to go to college, I just want to get a job, and, you know, a good job, a skilled job, you know, be a carpenter or a welder or, you know, some other highly useful trade, the parents are disappointed because they're not going to be part of the upper crust. Well, that's not a Christian way of looking at things by any stretch of the imagination. Because, first of all, one of the things that we need to remember is that when God created all things, he entrusted it to our stewardship so that we, you know, we have this wonderful world. And what we do with this world matters. And we can, and one of the ways we participate in God's creation is by labor, by growing things, and by making things, and by fixing things, and all of these other good things. And we also participate in it by understanding things. But it doesn't make one thing in and of itself superior to the other. And because of this, because the labor, work, is a participation in God's creation, it has a dignity. And it's not a punishment. It's not something that we do because we don't have any other choice. You know, part of that what we have to worry about is the retirement mentality, that the only reason that we work is for the weekend or to get off or to have, you know, these days of leisure and sloth at the end of our lives. That's not the case. Work is a good thing, and it needs to be respected. And that has been the teaching of the church for quite some time, and it was clarified in response to Marx and to communism, which, you know, raised up work and the workers to a kind of an idol, that the only people who matter are the people who work with their hands, and that's not true either. You know, we all have a price to play. We all have a price to pay, but we also have a place within human society, and we really can't say that one is more dignified than the other. And so if your kid says they want to be a plumber, go for it. They'll probably make more than someone with a liberal arts degree to begin with, and plus they do something very useful, because just imagine what the world would be like without plumbers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.